There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. Am I right? Hello there. I'm Amelia Dalton. And in this week's Electronic Engineering Podcast, brought to you by EEJournal.com, we're investigating neural networks. Oh, yeah. Did you hear the one about the neural network and the paint can? Okay, sounds like a joke, and unfortunately, I totally have no punchline at all. But this week's news you may have missed is all about one interesting intersection between paint color palettes and neural networks. Let me introduce you to Janelle Shane. She's a research scientist specializing in optics, biophotonics, and beam staring. Okay, super cool. And she loves some AI. And coincidentally, she's also my new best friend. She just doesn't know it yet. So, Janelle had an idea. What if she could develop a neural network that could create new shades of paint and new names of those shades as well? So, we've all painted our house or a room in our house at some point, and probably chuckled at the name given to that color you chose. Need to repaint the trim on your house? How about Gale Force? Need a refresher for your bedroom? Try Stardew. And by the way, according to Sherwin-Williams, poised taupe is the color of the year. So, stick that in your next trivia night file. So, these interesting, one might say, names of paint colors got Janelle thinking. Can AI help us discover new colors and create names for those new colors? So, the first thing she did was input a list of about 7,700 Sherwin-Williams paint colors along with their RGB values into her neural network. The first attempt on the lowest creativity setting produced some decent colors. You could probably paint parts of your house using these AI-developed shades that were a combination of brown, blue, and gray. The names on the first round, well, those didn't match up quite right, and actually, they were mostly unpronounceable. So, on the second go-round, Janelle observed that her neural network was now able to spell green and gray, but the names of the colors didn't quite match up to the hues created. Sane green looks to be like a violet-blue mixture, and soul green is definitely in the red family. So, not quite right just yet. So Janelle's training continued, and by now this neural network was able to figure out some basic colors like red, white, and the ever-present gray. The results were a mixed bag. Sometimes the name matched the color palette, and sometimes it didn't. But what it did give us was some truly awesome paint color names, including my favorites, Ghastly Pink, Rose Hork, not sure what a hork is, Horrible Gray, Stanky Bean, and Grass Bat. That's a good one. So the biggest takeaways from Janelle's AI experiment into the world of paint hues is this. Her neural network really liked brown, beige, and gray. And her neural network has really, really bad ideas for paint names. So maybe AI isn't going to put Sherwin-Williams out of business, but Janelle certainly deserves a big shout out for this colorful AI experiment. If you want to check out more information about this project, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on EEJournal.com. All right, let's keep on trucking on this neural network train to tomorrow. Wait, isn't that a ride at Disneyland? Let me bring in Pulin Desai from Cadence Design Systems, who is going to drive that train with a little help from Vision 5 DSP. Check it out. Hi, Pulin. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so Cadence recently released a neural network DSP IP called Vision C5 DSP. So first off, what drove you guys to create this IP, and what industry trends and challenges are you looking to solve here?
It's a great question. So as you may know, Cadence Tensilica is in DSP IP business. We are selling today audio DSP-IP, our imaging and vision DSP-IP in automotive, in mobile, in surveillance market. And all these customers who are using our imaging and vision DSP-IP are also looking at a product that can do neural network in the same product. What's happening in this marketplace is that looking at some of the trends, that computational capacity has been increasing tremendously. If you take a look at ImageNet competition, last 4 years, looking at some of the benchmark that people have used of the something called AlexNet, something called Inception version 3 that Google came out with, something called ResNet that Microsoft did, the computational capacity has increased almost 16x in less than 4 years. Not only the computational capacity has increased, but some of these neural networks, the architectures are changing. There is what is called how deep these neural networks are, that initially something called AlexNet was only 9 layer versus the ResNet is 152 layers. Linear network versus branch reductions. These things are being used for classification, semantic segmentation. So a lot of different applications are being used. And I already talked about some that these customers that we are working with are in automotive, in home, mobile, surveillance, all different market. So we see, as I said, that requirements for computation is increasing. The architectures are changing. So this is a constantly evolving market. And as an IP vendor, we are working with SoC vendor in this market who are developing SoC for 2019, 2020, or in some cases 2021. They need a product that can work in this evolving market, and that's also low power. So all this trend drove us to develop this neural network specific IP, and that's what we developed at Cadence.
So what separates Vision 5 DSP away from the rest of the embedded system neural network pack?
That's a great question. You know, obviously, as you pointed out, we are solving a problem for a neural network in embedded system. And a neural network in embedded system, that means what you might hear the world call something called inference problem. That means you have a neural network that is trying to infer, means trying to understand what is there and trying to detect or classify or whatever its job is. Now, because it is an embedded system, one of the most important tasks, one of the most important requirement is what you call a power efficiency. Now, as an IP vendor, not only the power efficiency that we need to provide, but as I described, we are in an evolving market. People are looking for future-proofing. People are also looking for ease of development, that they want to make sure that they can easily integrate the IP, they can easily write new software, and then they need a higher performance. So with Vision 5, we are offering industry's first standalone a self-contained DSP IP core optimized for always available neural network market. It is a complete DSP IP core that runs all the neural network layers compared to a neural network accelerator that may be accelerating specific layers like convolution. The other thing is it is the maximum capacity it offers is 1 teramax in less than 1 millimeter square, and it can scale for multi-teramax type of a solution. And as I talked about, that ease of development in power efficiency, future proofing, all those things that customer would need for embedded system, it addresses all these things. And especially for power efficiency, compared to CPU, GPU, this is a much better solution. It offers a much higher, much better power efficiency. And then compared to a neural network accelerator, it offers a much better solution because you are offering a dedicated neural network DSP versus a neural network accelerator is usually sitting next to another imaging DSP and you occupy 2 IP versus our solution is specifically for neural network DSP and then that other product can be dedicated to imaging DSP.
Okay, Poulin, so does the Vision C5 DSP eliminate the need for a separate imaging DSP?
That's a great question. Imaging DSP need does not go away. In fact, you will see that the trend for imaging requirement, imaging performance requirement will continue to increase. So what we see in the marketplace is that, as I described earlier, that neural network performance continues to increase, and then there is a need for a dedicated neural network DSP. And on top of it, there is a need for a dedicated imaging DSP. So these are two fundamental different DSPs. There are two fundamental different requirements. Imaging DSP will still be in the system for performing imaging task. So when the image comes from the image sensor, it goes through image signal processing, what is called ISP. After that, any kind of noise reduction algorithm, any kind of high dynamic range processing, any kind of image distortion correction will be all performed with image processor DSP, image processing DSP, like our Vision P6 type of DSP. And after that, if you want to perform any neural network processing on that image, then a Vision C5 DSP can perform on it. So we see both of those existing in all this market. We see both of those requiring, both of them, in fact, increasing performance over time. And then earlier we talked about that the performance requirements are increasing, but power efficiency is very important. So then you want to offload both of those things on this kind of dedicated DSP to provide low power, a high efficiency product that which eventually translates into long battery life. And this is what we see.
Okay, Poulin, let's talk about the big picture here. How does the Vision C5 DSP fit into Cadence's family or ecosystem of imaging and vision products?
Yeah, so as we described earlier, so, you know, today we have a product called Vision P5, Vision P6, what we call Imaging and Vision DSP. And then now with the introduction of Vision C5, we have a dedicated neural network DSP. So if you take a look at this three product, Vision P5 was specifically targeted at imaging and vision application. With the introduction of Vision P6, not only the Vision P6 was able to do imaging and vision application, but we were able to provide certain number of multiplier accumulator, and we actually increased the multiplier accumulator by 4x compared to Vision P5, quadrupled the neural network performance on Vision P6 compared to Vision P5, and it allowed people to run neural network on Vision P6, but we don't see neural network running on P6 all the time, so we qualify Vision P6 running neural network once in a while, or what I described, that you are not always running neural network on Vision P6. You may run it once in a while when you need to. Other times, the main job of Vision P6 in an SoC is to run imaging and vision application. And now we have coming out with the Vision C5. Over here, we are again quadrupling the computational capacity of a multiplier accumulator, which is one of the main functions in a neural network, and coming out with a brand new category called neural network processor, building a processor from ground up specifically for neural network processing, creating an instruction set that is optimized for neural network, and giving a future-proof programmable machine that is targeting only the neural network application. So now you have a product that is not designed for imaging, that is not designed for audio application, it's not designed for any communication DSP, but it is designed specifically for neural network application. And not only it is dedicated for that, but now it gives you, in terms of the performance capacity, quadrupling the performance computational capacity compared to our existing Vision P6. Now we have two distinct products, a Vision P6, which is imaging and vision dedicated with once in a while neural network, and Vision C5, which is always available dedicated neural network DSP, a neural network DSP that was designed specifically for neural network tasks.
All right, Poulin, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you're a big Bay Area sports fan, so what do you like the most about sharing sports with your family?
Wow, that's a great question. Right now, the big talk, there is three big things. High, obviously, the Golden State Warriors. So my son is all excited about the Warriors and hoping that it'll be a rematch, and this time it'll be a good result against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And other side is he's crying about the Giants. So maybe the Giants will fix their woes. And then the third thing, him and I both been crying about the 49ers. So that's hopefully it'll be a better results. Or maybe 3 years from now, it'll be better results, that because that poor guy, my son, who is 18 now, he has only seen three winning seasons. And I'm waiting since 1995 for a Super Bowl season for 49ers. So that's that's been our life at the home. But maybe Warriors will make us all happy this year. So hopefully you are a Warrior fan and you will enjoy this year's playoff. How does that sound?
Well, actually, I'm a Portland Trail Blazers fan.
Oh, my God. So that wasn't
really
that good
know.
For you.
I don't really know if I'll be rooting for the Warriors this time around, actually. Okay, well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Poulin.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EEJournal. It is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, which includes our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any funny conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of June 2nd, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.